Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a happy Saturday to you there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Eric Dabosky, and welcome to the Everyman Show. For any of you that might be listening, do you ever, for a flat second, think that all this bullshit over here in the Middle East just might be bullshit? Is there a possibility that corporations, fascist corporations, DOD contractors, Pentagon insiders, people like Rumsfeld, Cheney, the Bushes, I suspect that, and I'm just off the cuff, minimum, $500 billion have been moved around to various Swiss bank accounts, gold deliveries, war chests. To the victor goes the spoils. I don't think this is about protecting Saudi Arabia from Iran. I don't think this was about taking out Iraq. I think this was about minerals. As I said on my show yesterday and the day before, I am just like, I'm not shocked at the heroin that flows up and down 95, up and down 113, up and down the whole corridor here on the upper eastern mid-Atlantic. What I am shocked about is why someone, and here again, I'm talking about Congress, I'm talking about the Senate, I'm talking about even our president. You know, our president had drug problems. Our president was nothing but mischief in college. He was an out-and-out Marxist, American-hating son of a bitch. And that's the guy they needed. You see, this is why the NSA collects information. This is why the Internet was invented. If you have a suicidal maniac running around, you give him enough rope, he'll eventually kill himself. So we have this person who calls himself Barack Hussein Obama. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. I've been on Twitter. I've been on it for a week. I used to just go a couple hours a day, a couple days, a few days a week. But I've been doing this now for a week. I'm sick of it. Same old stories. Everybody's retweeting. Everybody's putting out their opinions. Every now and then some spook from the agency will pop in and try to strike up a conversation and find out whether or not you're radical, whether you're crazy, whether you're going to make physical threats to people. I had a few of them. I always get the same Brian and the same Paul, these guys that, you know, those were two friends that I had back in the days of, you know, being a goofball in the Beltway that I grew up with in school that, of course, you know, all they did was run around and smoke drugs and drink themselves to death every night and talk about their bullshit dreams that they never made come true. They couldn't compile ashes if somebody didn't light their cigarette for them. So, you know, here again, I've talked about who Zuckerberg is. He's Jacob Greenberg. You know, we know the CIA funded, fully funded, Pentagon funded Twitter, CIA funded Facebook. We know that power and corruption go hand in hand. We know that this is a ridiculous situation after 14 years. And I've said before, it's really, excuse me, I'm tired, I'm yawning, I'm sick of it. But I like to talk about it. 25 years since Herbert Walker Bush blew up the World Trade Center the first time. And, of course, who was right there is one of his top advisors, Dick Cheney. See, Washington, ladies and gentlemen, is a power hub. It is the capital of the United States. It is where people go and they flap their gums about how smart they are and what they know about this region and this and that and the other and who's doing what and what could be happening here and there. But I still, to this day, and as so many others have said before, cannot understand how these people over there, except for, of course, the military, would want to have anything to do with the United States. Don't they know that we're a snake pit? Don't they know that we're a pit of rattlesnakes, pythons, anacondas? We are the most well-armed, fully functional, articulate, and masterfully social people on the globe. Now, granted, there is a thug culture out there with African Americans and, you know, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson telling young black kids how you were ripped off, how somehow you're connected to slaves 300 years ago, and, well, it's not that you get to walk down the street free and nobody's going to come bash your skull in with an axe. That's not enough for them. See, they want what they got coming, you know. They think that they're going to go out here and act a thug life and walk around with an attitude, tattoo up their neck, and somebody's going to give a shit about them. They get angry. The more angry they get, the more they think they glow in the dark, and somebody gives a damn. What I'm talking about today is, you know, corruption for money. I think there's a hell of a lot of money in the Middle East. It's going into some hands that it doesn't belong in. I have seen videos. If you go to YouTube and you want to look at, you know, payouts to scouts or whoever, go look at it. I've seen the guy standing there with the box. He pulls out 5-inch-high stacks of $100 bills. There's minimum a $500,000 on the table. 10 stacks. $10,000, folks, is only 3/4 of an inch high. You understand? And when they're new bills, it's probably 5/8 of an inch. Anyway, all these Middle Eastern guys, these, you know, they look like regular bozos. They look like somebody you would see running a pizza shop somewhere around the Beltway with an accent. And there they are passing out, you know. I saw the man, you know, basically count out $50,000 to one guy, and most of the other guys got $25,000. Right there. It's on the YouTube videos. Go look at it. Maybe it's scrub now. Maybe somebody put it on there and took it off. I don't know. Maybe it was bait. Maybe it was propaganda. But propaganda, instigation, information, assimilation, disinformation operations go on constantly. That's what the spooks do. They're going to push your buttons and see if you're going to light up. You know, it's just like the Wheel of Fortune. It's just like the Price is Right. It's just like all the funny little games on Let's Make a Deal. You understand? Now you go watch the Bruckheimer, you know, the Belisarius shows and all these movies and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're going to run their artificial intelligence game on the public. In the end, we are all still emotional, bloodbag human beings. Although the vaccines and the drugs and the chemtrails and God knows what's in the drink with the fluoride, the lead, coin, I mean, who knows? How many times do we have to hear some liberal blabbermouth, you know, connected to Cass Sunstein and some of these other architects, American Waterworks, stories about them being Nazi? They are the company that ran the fluoride lines to the Nazi war camps. American Waterworks, the same people. Not the same people, but the same line of people, the same corporation. Brought here from Nazi Germany. I hear Linda Moulton Howe talk about how we are absolutely living on a planet with transhumanists. People who are basically by no fault of their own, they don't even know it. You know, you see the amazing, you know, what was his name? The amazing Kreskin. You know, you have all these guys that can read minds and, you know, all these people. Supposed to be hyper-intelligent clairvoyants. I live a lot of times alone. I don't see people sometimes for days on end. I live here with my dog. I'm kind of like Dr. Savage, except, see, I'm not some brilliant endocrinologist. I am a carpenter. I work with my hands. I am an artist, so to speak. I should start painting. Who knows? Maybe they'll say, this man has Picasso-like talent. Picasso was tripping on mushrooms and acid, as far as I'm concerned. I don't see anything in his art. Nothing appeals to me about Picasso. I am not schooled. I'm not going to be indoctrinated into that. And they are not going. Look, I spent $100,000 on art. And that's only because some money came to me easily from some real estate that I sold. I don't give a shit who knows and who doesn't. It doesn't matter anymore. I don't want material things anymore. I really don't. Maybe that's because my home was basically paid for. Maybe because I see the suffrage in all the people trying to maintain a house. Look, you're better off renting a small apartment right now than you are owning a home at $2,000 a month, unless you're making the money. But you got to remember that that house has to be paid off in the long run. Our debt to China has to be paid off in the long run. They're printing money like Grant Cook Richmond. You think it's $18 trillion? Well, it's $56 trillion. It's more like $60 trillion that we owe people throughout the planet. And the unfunded liabilities are $230 trillion. Bottom line is here, folks, we see a lot of smoke and mirrors. But I think what a lot of these guys want to do is they think they're going to go into the rat hole and get out with enough that they could live 50 lifetimes, pass on a big inheritance to their children. This is why the government takes back 40% when you die. Because more often than not, this is what they consider you to be a criminal. If you're a profiting, if you profited through life, if you have property and wealth, if you're worth $30, $40, $50, $100 million, and you're not an insider backslapping, if you don't show up at the Bilderberg, or if you ain't showing up over there at the Bohemian Grove, they want to know who you are. See, they want to get down there and rub your balls and make sure they know a little something about you. These people are freaks beyond your wildest comprehension. I'm reading that story today again from that girl back in, the 90s there that sued Bill Clinton. I can't remember her name, the girl from Arkansas. He had to pay her $850,000 because he wanted to grab her tits. Well, it didn't happen. You see, that didn't go down too well for him. You have to consider the fact that, you know, we are living in a world where everything is not what you see it is. Crisis creation is their motivation. Looks like I only have a 15-minute show today, and I want to thank you for listening to the Everyman Show, but it is Saturday. Good day for just a short one. Think about what I'm saying here. Think about when you're tweeting and Twittering and Facebooking and doing Instagram. They're watching you. They're compiling information. They're creating a dossier. They know everything you're doing, and the IRS wants your money because they want to be able to keep this shindig going. And as far as I'm concerned, a tax revolt is absolutely in order. You want to do something about it, make a sign, and go stand out there in front of your congressman's house or in front of his office and let him know you're not happy. Now, that's going to make a difference, or this is never going to end. America is toast. Okay? We want the jobs back here. We want the prosperity back here. Thanks for listening to the Everyman Show.